Blog Talk Radio.
Dawa da lawyer, yes sir, Allah. Israel,
let's get it. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
But that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1-18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6-7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet. Say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1-9. The watchman got a warn the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1-3. They about to come against us. The house is right for the woman, rap. Half of the city took a fourth into captivity. And the rest of the Jews with the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think a higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43. We gon' see Zion.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. But the King James, nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You can see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Isaiah said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter, Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah. Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, and faith on the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
We hit the strip, still a bar. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances align against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. You believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You are now tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. We are warriors in Christ. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, shalom.
Shalom, brother. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Good to be
Shabbat
back.
Shalom.
Friends, family, Jews and Gentiles alike. As usual, we want to definitely start off by saying all praise to Ahaya. Bahashim Yeshaya Barakatum. That's bless you all in the name of the Most High and Christ. And of course,
Wawruwak.
Sorry about that. The Holy Spirit. Wawruwak. So bless you all in the name of the Most High and Christ and the Holy Spirit. And that is the Hebrew that we speak in the ancient Phoenician. Because we know that we are Hebrews, chosen stock of Ahaya. Bahashim Yeshaya Wawruwak. So, today we have a great show for you all today. It's titled Respect the Person is a Sin, and it is a much needed show that we're going to be doing today to just show that oftentimes we might fall victim to respect the person, not even understanding that it is a sin according to the Bible. So if you out there listening, of course, have your pens, you know, your paper, and write down these scriptures, because thus saith the Most High, not me and the brother Dwayne. We just doing our job as servants of Ahaya, you know, serving the Most High the best we know how to let you all know what the Most High says in the word of the Bible, King James. So without further ado, if you have listened to any of our shows in the past, you know that we always start by reading the seven overcomes written of in Revelation, in which we understand that Christ lets us know that we must overcome and endure to the end, because it's definitely going to be a lot of spirits and a lot of things coming your way once you, you know, give your life over to the Most High, and you hit that water, that baptism we're speaking of, and you show outwardly that you absolutely going to be following the Most High as well as inwardly. So without further ado, I'm going to get into the seven overcomes written of in Revelations. And I'm going to be starting at Revelations chapter 2, verse 7. Revelations chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelations chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. I'll read that one once more. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name to my, I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I am over, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So that is in Revelation. This is Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah, Son of the Most High Power, letting you know that if you are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father, these things shall be granted unto you. So one thing that we must understand is within each one of these scriptures is saying to him that overcometh. You know what I'm saying? So we must endure to the end, because if we're trying to make it to the kingdom, it's not going to be easy, and we're going to have to overcome time and time again. So you fall down 7 times, get back up 8, fall down 8 times, get back up 9. So without further ado, that was the 7 overcomes, and we're going to get into a tune, and we'll be back on the other side of that. Shabbat shalom.
This is Downtown Music Production.
Oh, na 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 na. If I fall, I better get back good. Yeah, if I fall, keep you down while you sit there grumping. Thought about it all day, so you ain't did nothing. Coming at you for a reason, it must be something. Man, they just picking, you doing something they didn't. Man, they trying to tempt you, distract you from your mission. Man, they really love you, they don't know how to show it. They just know how to hate, so look at it, that's promotion. They keep grinding. No, you can't fall now, now. But if you do, 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 when will you gon' get back up? Yeah, you still here, the Most High, he invested in you. I don't quit now, they ain't even seen the rest of you. I don't stress it, don't let them emotions get the best of you. I start stumbling, catch my balance, that's what I best to do. If I fall, I better get back up. Yeah, if I fall, I better get back up. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better get back up. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better get back up. Hey, you better believe it. Somebody dislike ya. Before they hated you, they hated the Messiah. Or they ain't feel like you can walk around sighing. No need for retaliation, cause that ain't required. Did I say God is faithful? Yeah, I say God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able? 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. In other words, you won't be tempted beyond your means. So that means you can bear. Maybe you need to share it. It's someone you could be helping. If all they hold them up standing, you may have went through the same situation already. Get get them ready. The next problem may be 10 times more heavy. In order for you to get through it, you must go in. And how you let it affect you, well, that depends. And just because you're down, it doesn't mean it's the end. The righteous man falls 7 times and rise again.
If I fall, I better get back up. Yeah, if I fall, I better get back up. Yeah, if I fall, 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 I better get back up. Yeah, if I fall, 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 better get back up. And you better believe it.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters out there everywhere. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. We are back. This is your brother, Yohanathan, alongside with your other brother, Dwayne.
Your brother Dwayne. What's up?
Yes.
That was Poloco, that song up, man. The brother saying if he fall, he better get back up. So that go along the lines with the 7 overcomes you just was reading.
Oh, yeah. I felt that song there, for sure. I felt
that. Yeah. Most definitely, because the whole thing is, if I fall, I know I better get back up. But the whole thing is, that's why I'm trying to surround myself around like-minded people. So if I do fall, I can have some brothers and sisters who understand to help me to get back up. Because if anybody else fall around me, it's my job and duty to try to help my brother or sister get back up. So that's why I deal with the like-minded, the ones who call on the higher by Hashem Yeshayah, the ones who put on Christ. So that song there is important.
Yes, and you said that was that the brother Chop or was that Poloco? Who was that?
That's Poloco. That's Poloco.
Okay. No doubt. Shout out to the brother Poloco, the brother Chop, John Boy. I don't want to leave nobody out. Dawada, Mikal, Babbitt Bruns, Yashua, Vonna Wash, Shamnaya, all I believe his name is. It's so many, man. All the Hebrew All-Stars, man, everyone.
Yeah, all the Hebrew All-Stars. Anybody else who, what I'm saying, the Most High put us in lead with to do this work, because we ain't planning on going nowhere. We planning on doing the work as much as we can with as many brothers and sisters who the Most High link us up with. You know, the Most High link us up, we're going to do the work with you. We have no respect to persons. We're going to do the work with any and everybody that's calling on the higher by Hashem Yeshayah and working righteousness from their heart, you know, submitting to the Most High righteousness. You know, that's what we buy.
Right. Absolutely.
So, most definitely. Bring in that boy Chop.
Okay, let's try to get a brother a call. If you're listening, Chop, we are about to call you up. Let's see here. John Boy just texted me the number 2, so one moment.
Hello?
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Chop. Are you there?
Yes. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, man. This is your brother, Yohanathan, and your other brother, Dwayne.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom, brothers.
Shabbat shalom.
Give me one second.
Okay. This brother, so what we
going to
do while the brother getting situated?
All right. I'm back, brother.
Do your thing.
Let the people know who you are, what you got going.
Oh, shalom, shalom. You say again, brother?
No, let the people know, you know, who you are, what you got going, where they can find you, your work. And, you know, we're anticipating the show from you. Then we're going to play a couple of your tracks so you can let the people know who you are out there in the world. You're on live.
First off, I want to say all praise to Ahayah Bashem Shaya. My name is Ak Chop. You know, you can find me on Facebook at Chop Block Beat on Facebook. I just changed my Reverb, the name on my Reverb Nation. So, you know, you can catch it from my Facebook and everything like that. You can catch it from Facebook. Yeah, I post the songs from Facebook. And but I try to bring something new for the people every week if possible. Every week if possible. If not, you know. What you got for us tonight, Doc?
Tonight's gonna be a highly anticipated show, man. Very important. So, like I said in the beginning of the show. If everybody out there listening can grab your pens and your papers, because we're going to be going through a lot of scriptures to show that respect of persons is a sin, according to the Bible. So that's what tonight's show is going to be about. So, you know, and also we was letting people know that if you fall down, man, you got to get back up for the Most High and try to endure until the end, man, because, you know, the work don't stop until the casket drops. So, we pretty much just trying to let people know what we on, you know what I'm saying? And we already at the end, you know what I'm saying? The finish line is near. So, you know, that's really our standpoint at this stage in the game. So, you know, we definitely wanted to put you out there and let the people know what you on, because you are serving the Most High and you're doing your work, you're doing your part. We just want to let people know where they can you know, find your music, find, you know, the work that you're doing for the Most High. Because a lot of people don't know that, man. A lot of this music that y'all Hebrews and Shebrews put out there, man, it really helps. It really helps, man, to keep going. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know how influential the work is because you're doing it in the name of the Most High in Christ and the Holy Spirit anyway. If you call in the higher by Shem Yishayah while we walk. So, you know, we just want to let the people know, man, where to get your information, how to contact you or whatever, man, you know. So.
Okay, I mean, but the main place everybody can contact me at is Facebook. That's where I'm at most of the time. Most people just kind of spell my name wrong, but if everybody got their pens and their paper ready, you know, it's CHOPPBLOKKBEATZ, and that's Chop Block Beat. You just catch me on Facebook.
Okay. This brother Dwayne, somebody listen to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, like the brother said, this is a very highly anticipated show. Respect the person, because we're going to go in these scripts, and we're going to take the scripts, and we're going to compare them to our everyday walk of life and show how the scriptures is, how everyday walk of life is wrapped around the scriptures. So a lot of times we don't apply the scriptures to a lot of things that's going on. And a lot of things going on, we don't understand that the scriptures cover all of that. So we're gonna go into that show tonight, and we're going to play these songs of yours. And man, we in the bottom. We in the bottom. We way down here. We by Miami. We in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But, bro, you sound like you from You got a very down south accent, bro. For real, you got like. Like, yeah. Where you at, man? Where you at?
You said what?
Where you at?
What area are you in? Where you located, child?
I'm in Mississippi right now.
Just sound like.
You said what? I.
You sound like you're in Mississippi, boy.
Well, I'm originally from Michigan, though.
How long you been to Mississippi?
I've been to Mississippi probably about maybe 5-6 years.
Man, you sound like you were born and raised in Mississippi, Arkansas. We way in the bottom, and you be like, I'm listening to you like, whoa, this brother signed south.
Right.
Just messing with your little piece. Let's go in on The Chosen. Talk to us about that.
The Chosen Ones was how I came across that track. You know, I kept on hearing people playing the original track around town. Everywhere I go, I end up hearing the song. I hear the song. So I'm like, man, I know I could do that song better than the mainstream people. And, you know, the spirit just took me from there. Once I got the instrumental, the spirit just took me from there. And then it ended up being what it is now, a work of art for the Most High.
Right. Okay.
Let's go in on that.
Chosen one for the chop.
Chosen one,
chosen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we descending from
Judah.
We them Hebrew Israelites, and ain't no changing that.
Nah.
Ever since I found out, it ain't no looking back.
Nah, nah.
I done found out the truth that we the chosen one,
chosen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we descended from
Judah.
We them Hebrew Israelites, and ain't no changing that.
Nah.
Ever since I found out, it ain't no looking back.
Nah, nah.
It ain't no looking back. Boy, stay looking forward. Try to get my people true, but they ain't looking forward. Man, it hurt my heart so bad, but still I must endure.
Yeah.
Tryna wake up Jacob screaming, listen to my voice. They ain't tryna hear me out, cause ain't they preacher. But instead they riding around talking about Keisha. Smoking, drinking, popping pills with the preacher. Wicked ways, wicked days, gotta save my people. I done found out the truth that we the chosen one,
chosen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we the sending from
Judah.
We the Hebrew Israelites, and ain't no changing that.
Nah.
Ever since I found out, it ain't no looking back.
Nah, nah.
I done found out the truth that we the chosen one,
chosen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we the sending from
Judah.
We the Hebrew Israelites, and ain't no changing that.
Nah.
Ever since I found out, it ain't no looking back.
Nah, nah.
It ain't no looking back. No, it ain't no looking back. It ain't no looking back. Hero Nation ain't no looking back. We told you about the chemtrails and them FEMA camps.
Yeah.
Ain't no way after hearing that, well, I be looking back.
Yeah.
Rooted in this word. For all that foolishness. Keep that Christian pagan club hopping to a minimum. Wait. They gon' tell me that I'm wrong for that.
Woo.
I ain't trippin', they offended, now they cursin' me. Focus only on the kingdom, you can keep the cash. Walkin', talkin' like my savior, call him Christ Messiah.
Yeah.
Now I know that my Messiah black.
Woo.
No more European Christ, so get away with that.
Woo.
Ever since I found out, I ain't looking back. All praises to a higher, I be singing that.
Yeah.
I been found out the truth.
truth that we the chosen ones.
Chosen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we descending from
Judah.
We the Hebrew Israelites, and ain't no changing that.
Nah.
Ever since I found out, it ain't no looking back.
Nah, nah.
I done found out the truth that we the chosen ones.
Chosen.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we descending from
Judah.
We the Hebrew Israelites, and ain't no changing that.
Nah.
Ever since I found out, it ain't no looking back.
Nah, nah.
It ain't no looking back. No, no, it ain't no looking back. It ain't no looking back. Hero Nation ain't no looking back.
All right, all right. We back tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. This is your brother, Jonathan, alongside with your brother, Dwayne. That was Op Chop, Chosen One. And he just coming in, blessing the show, dropping a couple of his tracks, letting you know why he does it the way he does it for the Most High. So that was Chosen One. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Psalms 83.
Psalms 83.
Oh, you want me to... Well,
no,
Psalms 83.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all about to go in on it?
No,
right.
So
go ahead and speak on it. Yeah.
Okay, Psalms 83. Okay, how that track ended up coming to me because, you know, I make beats also. So I ended up making the beat, and I had already wanted to make a Psalms 83 song. And I was like, Psalms 83 just means so much. It just means so much, like, to all our people. You know, about the powers that be of this earth that is lied to us and everything, you know. So I had a little something on my chest. So I was like, man, I got to get this off my chest. You know, so I just had to, I let it out. All praise be to the Most High. You know, I let it out on the track. You know, it was something good for the people, for me, myself, to come back to listen to, you know, to give myself a reminder, hey, look, don't get caught up, don't get carnal and get caught up back in this world. You know, because it is still people that's still working against you. You know, so that was something, you know, because most of my songs that I do make, too, it points back towards me, too. You know, some type of way that I'm feeling about something. Or maybe I feel like it'll make the people feel some type of way, you know, because first coming into the truth, you know, I'm like, man, I don't want to listen to nothing else. But all praise to the Most High. He had my brother Samuel Allah, you know, show me that I could still, you know, I could still do music for the Most High, you know, still do music, but do it for the Most High and do it for the wake the people up. So Psalms 83. Once you hear it, you gonna see how it go in.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Most definitely, well put. Psalms 83.
Welcome to LA.
Just to keep us safe.
Psalms 83.
83.
Psalms 83.
black. Kwame Yashirama, we back. Now run and go and tell dad, yeah. Eat him up, drag him in the lion's den. Lion's dad, AKA the wilderness. We know the truth, just confess. We got the proof.
Shabbat Shalom, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Yohanathan alongside with the Brother Dwayne. And we have Ak Chop in the den right now, going through, you know, a couple of his tracks, giving you a little sample of the brother's work for the Father, Ahaya, Bahashem Yeshaya Wabawap. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, man, I like that. That's serious like that. And thank Ohio for giving us this lane that we have to deal with you brothers, listening to the work y'all doing, because all the brothers we bring to the show is 100% in line on what we own, and that's the great part about it. I was listening to you, went through the 12 tribes. Everything online, everything 100% what we deal with, and all praise to Ohio to give us this lane to work with like-minded brothers and sisters, most definitely. So your next track we want to go into is What You Gonna Do. Talk to us.
Okay, What You Gonna Do is basically... like, okay, that one was pointing towards some people in the world that ain't even in the truth yet. They ain't even in the truth yet. And I say yet because I know for a fact we don't get some more brothers and sisters in this truth.
Mm-hmm.
But not to get too stuck on that, but, you know, it's just a straight shot to say, hey, look, what you going to do when Satan come tempt you? Yeah, I mean, it's basically in the course. So, he going to come tempt you with a lot of things. He going to come tempt you with a lot of things. So what you going to do? You going to choose the broad road, or you going to choose that narrow road? So basically the sun going to go in on it. And I got my brother Yasher on there. I got my brother Yasher on there with me. And, you know, he go in on the tracks too. I can't really tell you where to go find his music at right now because he's currently not on Facebook right now. But he's working on a site right now to, promote everybody's music. You know, everybody, all the Hebrews that want to promote their music, if they call it on the name of Ahaya.
That's cool. That's what's up. We want to talk to you offline, too. We'll get with you. You know what I'm saying? We got a little work. We want to talk to you about try to get something going on dealing with a website, because we do got a site that's been sitting for about a year. So, it's already the foundation built and everything. It just been sitting. So we'll get with you, collab with you on that a little bit right now.
Okay.
Check out what you got going on with What You Gonna Do.
Hero. What you the night. They left us for dead, but we still here to fight. Famine came by, but we still had a bite. Misery loves company, I gave her the strike. Put disease on a plane with a bomb on a flight. Let me holler at joy, about to serve for the night. Killing all this BNVK, like when all of these enemies play. Ready on the most high times of the day. Every day working on faith, let me testify. Here's my case, dear judgment, the wonderful Ohio. Your son lives low, but he strives to be higher. Selling in the word, that's why a fire. I hope to be great, like beloved, yes, I am. It ain't man hating, it's the demons from higher. I run from your enemies, life long tired. I'm reading through the book of Psalms, please grip me not. For my body is a work of a nigga, please. My heart grows cold, and I have no grief. Steady plan in the end, but I wanna be chief. No power over man, just power over me.
Just power over me.
Thumbs in the back of the head. That's two steps. The word pumping in my legs like a two step.
What you gon' do when things come to steal you? You can have all of that money, I don't need you. You can keep that bang glory, I don't need that. See, I'm depending on the Father, my faith going there. I don't need nothing else but the Most High. I don't need nothing else but the Most High. I don't need nothing else but the Most High. I got that faith, I got that word, now let me testify.
I depend on my God, who we call a higher. You depend on your God, I think they call him dollar. On serving Jesus and say your prayer, but I'ma walk like a shy and get some rest. Laid back in a cut with my feet up, got my sword in my hand, I'm a leader. With my eyes tell you all of we they straight up.
Yeah,
on the corner by Simmons, we ain't letting up, up. Wait, wait, they confuse us with them cars are when we say that we Israel. Revelation 2:12, better read it well. Wait, wait, but I still pray for old Israel. When the problem got so hard, I think I want to call a dollar on the loose because I ain't trying to see him in hell.
What you gon' do when Satan come to tempt you? You can have all of that money, I don't need you. You can keep that bang glory, I don't need that. See, I'm depending on the Father, my faith going there.
All right, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Jonathan, alongside with the brother Dwayne. And that was Ock Chop with What You Gonna Do. Go ahead, Dwayne, speak on it.
Give it to the brother, you know what I'm saying? Because he can let the people know whenever he'll be ready. Always welcome in the Lion's Den.
No doubt.
All right.
So, yeah, you can let the people know, man, whenever you, you know what I'm saying, you want to come on and, you know, display your craft for the Most High, man. You know, we got the platform for you, man. So.
All right, brother.
So, I mean, you know, we could probably speak on that offline. We'll let them know right now if you don't have a date set in mind, but, you know, we letting you all know out there listening that be looking forward to, you know, Warriors in Christ Presents, you know, Ock Chop, you know, Block Beats in the Lion's Den, doing this thing. So stay tuned.
And we will be getting with you offline, brother, most definitely.
It's no problem. It's all love, brother. It's all love,
most
brother.
Definitely. So, with that, what you finna say, John?
No. I was about to just, you know, bless the brother, you know. Thank the brother for coming through. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, man, for sliding through, man, keeping it the highest vibration in this shy.
Talk to us, you know, because say what you got to say to the people, because we're going to catch up with you offline. So whatever you got to say, man, if you want to put out some more information where you at or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Check it out.
When you come to the Lion's Den, then you'll get your shirt.
You said what I
see what you put on the Facebook about the shirt. So when you officially on, you get your shirt.
Yeah, I want me a shirt, man. I ain't got no Hebrew attire, no Amitri, no fringes, no nothing. Right. I say, man, I gotta give me something repping the Yeshi or repping the Ahaya or something. I'm like, man, something gotta come through for me. I saw the brother with a shirt. I said, and I know the brother now. I said, I'm gonna give me a shirt.
So
we got you. Slide through and bless the show, man.
We most definitely got you. To be honest with you, you know, holler at that brother Maverick Braun, get your old Mitra. You know what I'm saying? We got to put the brother. Holler at Maverick Braun, get your old Mitra, man. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Maverick Braun's got the Mitras on smash right now.
Fringes and all right now.
Oh, okay.
On the white tee.
Yeah.
Before I had got off,
you know, I just wanted to keep on inspiring everybody, you know, to walk according to the word, you know, because me and the brothers that I'm working with, you know, we just trying to better our walk with the word, walking after Christ, after the law, statutes, and commandments, you know, because it's hard, but, you know, the Most High said it ain't grievous, so, you know, in actuality, it ain't hard. It ain't hard. It's a good walk. It's the best walk, and it's a perfect walk. You know, we just all got to keep together, you know, stick together. Nobody think higher anybody. Just stay humble and meek, you know. It's just stick in this walk and just go into it until big bro, you shot to come back.
Exactly. We down with what you're saying 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Look out for each other. Unite together. You know what I'm saying? No respect to persons and all us. You know what I'm saying? Kings and priests. All 12 tribes. Kings and priests. So, like you say, put on Christ. And let's war together to it. Well, let's war in the spirit until he comes. You know what I'm saying? And let him take everything down physically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, brother. Without further ado, man, we gonna get into this show, man. Shortly thereafter, I'm gonna let the people know about my little trip that I had. That's why we ain't been online in about 3 weeks. I took a little trip, man. Cross seas, man. Went over there to Africa.
Good. You came back safe, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. The Most High had me, man. I knew it, man. I'm going to speak to the people about it, but right shortly after, we're going to get into the show, man. So we're going to put you back in the queue. But I know you're going to be out there listening, so pretty much.
Right.
I'm going to
let y'all go ahead with the show. You know, I'm going to sit on the side. I'm going to listen up.
Okay.
I'm listening up because I want to catch the precepts. Can't miss
okay,
the precepts.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, before you get off, man, let me see, because I want to I'll text you, man. I'll text you because I sure want to catch up with you on that site. Talk about that site. So I'll text you.
All right.
Okay.
All right, shalom.
Yeah, shalom, brother.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, let me see. You want to get into that mission statement or you want me to just speak on that time?
Go ahead and speak on that time. That's important.
Well, brothers and sisters out there, you know, we haven't been online for a little minute. I think it's been about 3 weeks. I know a lot of you all might have gotten the text message or the Facebook notification 2 weeks ago, or maybe even 3 weeks, I don't even remember, saying we were going to go on doing this particular show. What I was going to try to do was record, you know, or do my portion of the show from where I had took a trip to, which was Nigeria, Lagos. I was over there in Nigeria, Lagos. That's where my father is from. And, you know, all that side of my family, grandma, auntie, uncle, cousin, little sister over there, a lot of the family members. I hadn't seen my dad in about 11 years anyway. And ironically, man, he's doing radio. He's a radio personality over there. He has like a inspiration segment, you know, which people call in to get some inspiration on, you know, their particular life and what they're dealing with. So it was pretty interesting. My father definitely used the scriptures and, you know, he let people know according to the word, you know, what they should be doing. You know, and a lot of it is common sense a lot of the times, but we're so disconnected from the Father in many ways, man, that we can't even see what's in front of us to be common sense, just mind over matter. So it was real interesting for me to see, you know, where it all started from as far as my father, great-grandfather, extended family all over Nigeria, Lagos, Abuja. I have family there, Port Harcourt, different parts of Nigeria because it's a very big city. I forgot how many million people, but it might be like 100 and might be like 17 million people. It's like a lot in that one city. So, you know, the main part of the trip I would like to tell everybody is that it's very different, of course, than being over here in the Babylonian system that we are in. There's so much unity going on with the people. You know what I'm saying? There was no division and indignation. Everybody, you know, they helping each other. Not to say that there's 0% of that, but, you know, from an outward perspective, from what I saw in the 2 weeks I was there, man, I mean, people were just so humble, you know, as far as just, you know, keeping everything one unit, helping each other, and just, you know, you see people walking around with smiles on their face from the lowest level to the highest level. There was also a lot of information that I had not known until I got there, in which the two richest brother and sister, black man and black woman, they both from Nigeria. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess because over here in the Western world where we at and the daughter of Babylon, it really wouldn't benefit them to tell us that the richest black man and woman would be two people from Nigeria, a man and a woman. We probably think it might be Oprah or Michael Jordan or something like that, but really that's not the case when you look from a worldly standpoint. I mean, people there in GQ magazine, all this stuff, shaking hands with the guy, I forgot the guy's name, who came out with the Bill Gates, yeah. But also another thing, man, there were so many differences over there, all the way down to the food. I mean, very different. Although it's the same food, of course, lawful food, I'm speaking of chicken and beef and stuff like that, but it was a major difference in taste. And all these GMO products that we have over here, man, there was like no sign of that. Of course, when you go to the market to get, you know, chickens or whatever, you know, it's old school. You got a butcher. And they handle the business right there. If you choose to watch or not, you know, they go into a back room and handle that. But I was able to just pick up so many differences, man, that everything is in one unit. And when I was able to let people know about what's going on over here, it was unbelievable to the people. It's so out of sight, out of mind. You know, me personally watching the news, there was no – all the news was from like a world perspective. You know what I'm saying? We were watching what was going on in the Philippines and certain stuff like that, but you didn't get any news from the Americas, you know what I'm saying, at all. We didn't get any of that over there. So a lot of stuff that goes on here is out of sight, out of mind. Like, they're keeping it under wraps, in which we know that they are. I know that they are now, having been on that trip. And also, I went to a French-speaking African country called the Republic of Benin, in which my auntie, she resides there, and it's very interesting. I went on the Atlantic coast at this place called the Republic of Benin, and I actually went to a place, I don't know what the name is in French, but I took a video with the tour guide, which is called the Point of No Return, and I bear witness to where they actually took slaves, or took took Africans from a particular area, peep this, in which they speak French, and also they deal with voodoo heavy. To this day right now, they still deal with voodoo. It's just like a custom of the people, and it's normal there, actually. So it's really interesting when we understand the Bible and we understand that, you know, the Levites or different brothers being brought to different parts of the world from the west coast of Africa. And then you think about this is a French-speaking country, 45 minutes away from Nigeria where I was at for the majority of my stay. And I went to a place called a point of no return in which different brothers and sisters was taken and sold by the kings of that land, the African kings, to different nations and brought to different parts of the Americas. Of course, Haiti. A lot of the brothers and sisters from Haiti definitely came from this particular area because, like I said, they still deal with voodoo to this day, to the point where the tour guide asked the people if we wanted to go and see a voodoo ritual. And, of course, I said no to that. But anyway, just to show you how it's so common there, you know what I'm saying? And they probably don't obviously realize that that's one of the big reasons that they were put into slavery anyway, you know, although we know it was prophetic, but that's a big reason because that was dealing with other guys and so on and so forth. So I got that footage, and I sent it to a good brother of mine, Dawada. Hopefully you can break that down because the brother is Levi. He speaks probably Creole. I know he speaks Creole, but maybe he can understand the French to help me out and have me to be able to put that out for you all to see what I witnessed on the Atlantic coast of Africa, the western coast over there on Nigeria, on the Atlantic. So that's why I haven't been on the air. That's why we haven't been on the air. The communication was real bad. You know what I'm saying? They phone and internet service is nothing like what we have over here in Babylon. So we couldn't record a show. So to anybody who got that text, I apologize to that, but lo and behold, truth be told, we're here right now today to present to you Respect the Persons is a Sin, and we're going to go in according to the Bible. The Most High is going to show you how and why it is a sin. So that's what it is. Brother Dwayne, mission statement. Let's get it going.
Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission in Sea Zion. We have no respect for persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya, Wawa, Wawa.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that you're all a quam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? You're all a quam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. You're all a got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the Most High Power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshaya. And sayonara, get rid into your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's the higher Bahashim that I go. Till a higher Bahashim, Yeshaya is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshaya all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great. With the higher as my power, and Yeshaya as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu.
We come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of Hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod until that sea to make way. We walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock them over like a tower with the Allah higher now. One accord, all aboard the fellowship. We played a starring role, but you wanna flip the script. The land on milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want it. Bit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. Remove the blinds, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Tell me, who did the Shia come to save? Is Israel a servant? Is Israel a slave? Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Shia on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Kwam Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
See these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we throw the trump and let them know that Yasharala kwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala kwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
All right, we're back. Without further ado, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Yehonathan alongside with my brother Dwayne, and today's show is Respect the Person is a Sin. So we're going to be getting into that show momentarily. Brother Dwayne, where we at, brother? Where we going to start from today?
Okay. Respect the person is a sin. Where we're going to start, we're going to show the origin of respect the person, where it comes from. We're going to show the origin. And we're going to start with Lucifer in the heavens. And I had a problem finding, I looked on, what is, pronounce it for me, the studio, pronounce it.
Studiopographer.
Right, and I had a problem finding it inside there in the book of Adam and Eve. So what I did, I went to one of the old academies and found it. I don't know if some of y'all have that material, but we have in, we were going to read this out the Hebrew and Bible Academy, GOC Hebrew Bible Academy. What year that was, you want to find?
It actually doesn't say, matter of fact, what academy this is from. It might have been from Academy 2, but I know it's page 8, and it's entitled Tracing Satan's Seed. So if anybody want to get the validation on what we're reading from, Tracing Satan's Seed, and I believe it's from the second or third academy from 2011. Actually, just to give you some insight, it was actually 9/24/11. That's the date in which this was issued in the academy. I've been through about five of them, so great read, great level of understanding, and we're going to get into a little bit of it in a minute to show you where the origin of the respect the persons came into play, so.
And like we say, this coming out the book of Adam and Eve. We just couldn't get the exact chapter. But this is out the book of Adam and Eve. Like we were saying, if you've been in an academy, an old academy, this one will be Tracing the Satan Seed, page 8. I'll read that for me.
Okay. Adam and Eve, and with a heavy sigh, the devil spake, O Adam, all my hostility, envy, and sorrow is for thee, since it is for thee that I have been expelled from my glory, which I possess in the heavens, in the midst of the angels, and for thee was I cast out in the earth. Adam answered, What doest thou tell me? What have I done to thee, or what is my fault against thee, seeing that thou hast received no harm or injury from us? Why doest thou pursue us? The devil replied, Adam, what doest thou tell me? For thy sake that I have been hurled from that place. When thou was formed, I was hurled out of the presence of God and banished from the company of the angels. When God blew into thee the breath of life, and thy face and likeness was made in the image of God, Michael also brought thee and made us worship thee in the sight of God. And God the Lord spake, Here is Adam, I have made thee in our image and likeness. And I, Michael, went out and called all the angels, saying, Worship the image of God as the Lord God has commanded. And Michael himself worshiped first. Then he called me and said, Worship the image of God the Lord. And I answered, I have no need to worship Adam. And since Michael kept urging me to worship, I said to him, Why doest thou urge me? I will not worship an inferior and younger being than I. I am his senior in the creation. Before he was made, was I already made. It is his duty to worship me. When the angels who were under me heard this, they refused to worship him. And Michael said,
Read that again for me.
Okay, I am his senior in the creation. Before he was made, was I already made. It is his duty to worship me. When the angels who were under me heard this, they refused to worship him.
So right there, when it was peace in the heaven, until Lucifer didn't want to worship Adam. So when Lucifer didn't want to worship Adam, and they heard he didn't want to worship Adam, that's what was well respect the person started at right there. When the angels who were under me heard this, they refused to worship him. Keep going, brother.
Okay. And Michael saith, Worship the image of God, but if thou wilt not worship him, the Lord God will be wrath with thee. And I said, If he be wrath with me, I will set my seat above the stars of heaven and will be like the highest. I and God, the Lord, was wrath with me and banished me and my angels from our glory. And on that account, we were expelled from our abodes into this world and hurled on the earth. And straightway, we were overcome with grief, since we have been spoiled of so great glory. And we were grieved when we saw thee in such joy and luxury. And with guile I cheated thy wife and caused thee to be expelled through her doing from thy joy and luxury, as I have been driven out of my glory, Salakia.
So right there is showing, go to Revelation 12, verse 9. So right here is showing Lucifer didn't want to worship the image of the Most High, because he felt the image of the Most High was inferior in a younger creation than him. And we remember Lucifer had authority over angels. When it comes to the angels, Michael, Lucifer, then the rest of the angels. So Lucifer had a lot of authority over angels. So you could say he was an elder. So by him being an elder over these angels, some of these angels listened to him, hearkened to him, instead of hearkening to Michael, instead of hearkening to the Most High, they had respect to persons. And that's what goes on a lot these days, that we have brothers who have positions, and instead of us clinging to the scriptures, clinging, understanding what the scriptures saying, we supposed to have no respect to person. We supposed to execute righteousness with righteous judgment towards each other. We don't supposed to have respect to person, because respect to persons can lead to sin, can lead to us doing things against the Most High's people. So we always supposed to have a righteous judgment. Now, let's go to Revelation 12, verse 9. Read that for me.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
And his angels were cast out with him. So Satan, when he revolted against the Most High by not worshiping Adam, he spoke, ran his mouth, and his other angels who hearkened to him, who listened to him. And then he ended up fighting with his angels. He done got a crowd of angels doing his bidding. He didn't want to worship. That wasn't on their mind not to worship, but they seeing him not wanting to worship. By they seeing him not wanting to worship, that's where the respect the person came in at. And they fought, and they got kicked out the heavens. So what we're going to do here, we're going to go, and we're going to show, we're going to go in 2 Chronicles, and we're going to show how respect the person affects the people in the earth. Because remember, Satan was cast out, him and his angels. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 1.
2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 1. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance.
Hold up right there. Hold up. Now Jehoshaphat. Let's go to 17, verse 1 and see this Jehoshaphat. Let's see who Jehoshaphat was.
2 Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead, and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim. But sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents. And he had riches and honor in abundance. Verse 6. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also, in the third year of his reign, he sent princes even to Ben-Hail and to Obadiah and to Zechariah and to Nathanael and to Micaiah to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah and Nethaniah and Zebadiah and Azahel and Shemaramah and Jehonathan and Adonijah and Tobadonijah, Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram, priests. And they taught in Judah. Shalaki, verse 9. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so they that made no war against Jehoshaphat. Also, some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute, silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 he-goats. Verse 12, and Jehoshaphat waxed greatly exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. Verse 14, and these are the numbers.
Start right there. Start right there. So it's showing you Jehoshaphat walked in the ways of the Most High. Jehoshaphat, remember the Levites was cast out of the northern kingdom. They started dealing with two bulls, two calves. They started dealing with Baal, Yahweh. So they was kicked. The Levites wasn't a tribe till they got kicked out of the northern kingdom. Then they came down to the southern kingdom, Judah, and they became a tribe then. Jehoshaphat had them to go out through all Judah and teach the book of the law. So he was righteous in the Most High ways. Now, let's look at this. Let's look at King Ahab. Matter of fact, let's go back to 18 verse 1. I'm sorry. Read that for me. Since we know what Jehoshaphat was, read 18 verse 1.
Second Chronicles chapter 18 verse 1. And Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab.
Okay.
And after
he joined affinity. Hold up right there. He joined affinity with Ahab. Let's go to Chronicles 16, verse 28, and let's see what Ahab was about, 28 through
33. So it's Chronicles 16, that's First Chronicles you're talking about.
That's Second Chronicles?
No, because 16, you said 23, it don't have 23 verses.
No, 16, verse 28.
Second Chronicles 16.
Let me look. Is it?
There's no 16 verse.
Okay, well, go to First Chronicles.
All right. A moment. First Chronicles 16 verse 28. Okay. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. No, I don't think that's...
Hold on, it's 7. Hold on, what is it?
That was just, we were just in 2 Chronicles.
No, hold on. It's 17? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I think it might be 18, man. 7 Chronicles 18.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat myself. Hello. I'm sorry about it. I'm so sorry. 1 Kings 16:28.
Okay, so it is.
1 Kings 20.
Okay.
That's
1
Kings, my bad. I got Chronicles mixed up.
It's all good, you're good, man. No problem. 1 Kings 16:28. One moment, brother, this is out there. 1 Kings. Okay, 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 28. So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. And Ahab's son reigned in his stead. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel and Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Baal, king of the Zidonians, and went to serve Baal and worship him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him.
Okay, right here is showing that Ahab did wrong in front of the Most High. He was a king of Israel, because we know it was split. You had Jehoshaphat was in the southern kingdom. He was over Judah. You had Ahab over the northern kingdom, Israel. They were dealing with two bulls, Baal, Yahweh. Now, he married Jezebel. That's who married Jezebel, Ahab. Now, let's go back to 2 Chronicles. 18, chapter 18, verse 1. Read through for me.
2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 1. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together the prophets, 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord beside that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me,
but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Elah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, quickly, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes. And they sat in a void place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, had made him horns of iron and said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger that sent to call Micaiah spake him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king, who won assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. Verse 14. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, and sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that I would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Shalak, let me read that again, verse 17. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? And again he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said,
so, hold on one second. I need you to read that again. Because what's going on, you got two kings. You got one who's doing righteous according to the Most High, tearing down groves, setting up the Levites to go to follow the book of the law. Then you got this other king in the northern kingdom dealing with bulls, dealing with Baal. So this one king who executing righteousness go visit the king who going strictly against the Most High, dealing with Baal and these other gods. And he joined affiliate with him. He in league with him. He's in league with somebody who against the Most High. And he persuade him to go to war with him. He's trying to persuade him to go to war with him. And he asked, will he go to war with him? So King Jehoshaphat, who following the Most High, saying, okay, I need me a prophet of Ahio to speak and let me know if this is the thing to do. But King Ahab dealing with 400 prophets of Baal, and they saying, yeah, go up to war. Now they go bring this one brother who every time he speak to Ahab, he tell Ahab exactly what the Most High saying. So he say he's saying this prophet always speak evil against him, because the Most High gonna bring evil against him because he evil.
So he don't want to respect what Micaiah has to say. So what's going on? The prophet came and told him that the Most High said he see Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. And he said, every man go home in peace. And I told him to go home in peace because you're not going to win the war. Go home in peace. But they didn't listen. Now right here, read again and see what the Most High said. Read what the Most High said again.
Verse 21, and he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth
of
all
his prophets. Go up to what the Most High say, who will go, who will entice. Go back up there. Read that
19.
Piece.
2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 19. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?
So the Most High is asking the heavens. He's asking the angels. Who shall go up and entice him, showing you that the heavens is looking down on what's going on in the earth. And the Most High asked him, who shall entice Ahab that she go up and fall? Read.
And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner.
Therefore the angels discussing the matter, and one came out and what?
And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith?
Most High said, how you going to do it?
And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Then Zedekiah the son of Chenana came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go to the inner chamber to hide thyself. Then the king of Israel said, take ye Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me? And he said, hearken, all ye people. King of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle and put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight, but Jehoshaphat carried, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. Chapter 18, verse 32. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, turn thine hand and thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even. And about the time of the sun going down, he died.
Okay. This right here is showing us that the Most High put a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophet. And also, this same spirit, the Most High asked who will go out and entice Ahab that he go up and die. He said a certain man struck him with an arrow. Had to be the angel because he was disguised. That's showing us that the heavens also fight for a spiritual. If somebody executing righteousness according to the Most High and the person coming up against them, the heavens is helping. The heavens is helping because what's going to go on right here, read 19 and let's see what the prophet finna say to Jehoshaphat.
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord?
Read that again. Read that again for me.
Verse 2. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.
So therefore there's wrath upon thee from the Father because you're dealing with a king that deal with bulls. He don't ascribe to a higher. He don't care about the people who doing the work for the Most High. Because if he care, he wouldn't have never throw Micaiah in the prison for telling the truth. And this is showing you that Ahab was getting respect of persons from Jehoshaphat because Jehoshaphat wanted the truth. He wanted a prophet of the Most High. So why he didn't step up and say, why you putting this man in prison? He didn't say that. Now let's see what the prophet finna tell him.
Middle of verse 2. Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. Verse 4.
So right here, we understand that when you do righteous acts, according from the heart, submitting yourself to the will of the Most High, you are remembered in the heavens. But you also got to remember, if you working lawless, if you being lawless, which is accounted for is wickedness, a lawless person is a wicked person, a person who operating without the laws of the Most High. You remembered in the heavens too, and the heavens is fighting against you. So we got to understand respect of persons is a lawless act. That's because it's not righteous judgment. So we seeing right here that this king Jehoshaphat was a good king, but he dealt with respect of persons when it came to another king. Micaiah had no business going to prison because Jehoshaphat wanted him to come prophesy and let him know what Ahijah said. Ahab already said that he didn't agree with the things he told him because the Most High was revealing to Micaiah the things that was going to be brought to Ahab because of his wicked doing, because his lawless ways. So where we're going to go now, let's go to James 2 verse 9. Let's go to James 2, verse 9, understanding that Ahab operated not according to the law of the Most High. So that's accounted for wickedness. Yet, Jehoshaphat was an individual that operated according to the Most High ways. But he came around a person who didn't deal with the Most High according to the Most High ways. And that's why the scripture let us know we should not be unequally yoked. We should not be unequally yoked. James chapter 2, verse 9, read it for me.
James chapter 2, verse 9. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
And we already know transgressing, when you transgress the law, means you break the law. So read that again for me.
James chapter 2, verse 9. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law transgressors.
Let's go to Acts 10, verse 34. So we got to understand to be careful. We got to be careful, and we got to stay girded in the scriptures. We got to understand to put on Christ. We have to put on Christ because Christ submitted to the Most High righteousness. That means he gave righteous judgment. It wasn't no judgment that was he felt he had a homeboy or a homegirl or a person had a high position. No, it was none of that. It was a righteous judgment. Acts 10, verse 34.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Verse 35. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
Read that verse again. Read 35 again. Because we understand we Israelites and we the ones given the law. Yes, we the ones who give them the law, who was given the law. But when we get to understanding who we is and start operating according to the Most High law, we are the light to the Gentiles. So once we come to the understanding who we is and we operating according to the law, we have to exercise that with our everyday mindset and every time we speak. So even if we speak into an individual of Israel, we have to speak the same way to the people outside of Israel. Read verse 35.
Acts 10 and 35. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
So we understand, yes, Gentiles can be, they are accepted by the Most High, because the Most High is looking for those who are going to follow him in spirit and in truth. So let's go to Romans 10, verse 2. We're going to go to Romans 10, verse 2. With the understanding that respect of persons is a sin. And one of the main reasons we're doing this show tonight, because on all levels, respect of persons is being dealt with, and a lot of people not dealing with it. We have been victims of respect of persons. You know, we're dealing with the scriptures, we're dealing with people. Then you have a person who have a title, don't like the way you doing something because that individual not looking at it according to the scriptures. We only trying to deal with people who dealing with it according to the scriptures. We have no respect for persons. Anybody doing it according to the scriptures, submitting themselves to the righteousness of the Most High, that's what we're about. But you have some people who not submitting, who not meeking themselves, and they come against. That's fine. But what we're going to do, we're going to go on these scriptures, we're going to keep the scriptures, and we're going to execute according to the Most High righteousness. Let's read Romans 10, verse 2 for me.
Romans chapter 10, verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Ahiah.
Have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of the Most High. We have to have righteous judgment because that's what the Most High wants. Because the Most High is a righteous power. So we have to submit ourselves to the righteousness of the Most High. Let's go to Leviticus 19, verse 15. Because when we look at respect to person, and we look at a lot of these, we're going to use, well, I'm going to use this for an example. I'm going to use, I'm standing on the corner trying to bring a brother and sister to the understanding of the Most High, or the understanding who they is. It might be a sister. And I go to talking to her any kind of way because she got some pants on. I'm just talking to her any kind of way because she got some pants on, and calling her out her name. So right there, I'm not submitting myself to the Most High righteousness, because I'm being carnal when I'm trying to bring this system to the truth. And I got a brother standing right there on the side of me who's supposed to be bringing the scriptures too. If he don't check me and say, hold on, brother, that's not according to the righteousness of the Most High. That's not according to the scriptures. We got to be meek and humble when we come to people. We shouldn't. We got to love each other. We got to love our neighbors. Number one, that's a commandment. We supposed to love our neighbors. So we have to be careful how we bring these things to each other. And if a person standing on the side of me understanding that I'm not operating according to the scriptures, that person supposed to say something to me. But what's going on, a lot of brothers and a lot of sisters too, they're not saying things to each other. We have to pull each other up as a nation. That's the reason why we fail. Daniel 9 understand that we as a people fail. All of us. Today we have to submit to the Most High and ask for him to forgive us, as well as we have to ask him to forgive our forefathers for our sins.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor.
In righteousness shall we judge our neighbor. We shouldn't have no respect to person, because respect to person is a sin. We're going to go into another story. We're going to go to number 16:1. Number 16, verse 1. We're going to go when the Most High, we're going to show how if the Most High sends somebody, set somebody up, you might have some brothers and sisters who don't like who the Most High set up. And that could be a major problem, because you got people who don't like who the Most High set up. What they do, they cause confusion amongst the congregation. Number 16, verse 1. We're going to read 1 through 35.
Numbers chapter 16, verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Azar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelith, the son of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown.
Hold on one second. Famous in the congregation. Remember now, they was known. But what I need you to do real fast, because we got 6 minutes of regular time. Get out the information for overtime, because we finna go into overtime.
Okay, for all the brothers and sisters out there who want to continue to follow the show, you can call the overtime number just in case you get bumped out of the blog talk and you can't hear us anymore or whatever. Just call the number 754-300-6344. That's 754-300-6344. Just call that line, and just remember, when you call that line, to please put your phone on mute so we can not have to worry about any background disturbance. Once again, the number is 754-300-6344. If you get bumped out, if you can hear the show after overtime, then just continue to listen. Follow along with your Bible, pens and paper, and, that'll be good. So, yeah. Okay. So Numbers, chapter 16, verse 2. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then, lift ye up yourselves against the congregation of the Lord. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do. Take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doeth choose, he will be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, here I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, thy son, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also, because both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord, and what is Aaron, that ye murmur against him. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. It is a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that flows with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that flows with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men who will not come up? And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they, and Aaron tomorrow. Verse 17, give every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron, each of you, his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Verse 20, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin? And wilt thou be wroth with? Shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they get up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of the tents. and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. Verse 29, if these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up, but all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord, and it shall come to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. Verse 32, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, all the men that appertain unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
So right here is showing that these same brothers who tried to revolt against who the Most High set up end up getting destroyed, and 250 other brothers who listened to them, the Most High rained fire down on them, all because of respect to persons. We have to humble and meek ourselves and follow through the Spirit, follow through truth. If we see something that's not right, because we're supposed to be able to see it through the Scriptures, not through our kind of thinking. We could see what's right through the Scriptures. We could see what's wrong through the Scriptures. If we pattern our everyday thought process to train ourselves to submit to the Most High, submit to His righteousness, understand the Scriptures to the point where we're not coming up against each other, the Spirit will lead us, because we being humble and meek and we fearing the Most High. The more we fear the Most High, the more knowledge and wisdom we will get, because that leisure time will be taken and be given to the Scriptures. So with that being said, we're going to Colossians 2, verse 11, verse 14. We're going to show Peter, when Paul stepped to him, and we know Peter was named Cephas. He was the rock. He was a rock, the foundation that Christ built his assembly on, Christ built his church on, his ministry on. So Peter was the head apostle. We finna show, even if an elder is wrong, he's supposed to be stepped to. And he's supposed to be able to accept correction, edification. The Scriptures are correct. Or for correction, edification. We edify each other and we correct each other if we wrong. If an individual can't be corrected, if they can't accept correction, they're not submitting themselves to the Most High righteousness. Let's read this and see. Did Peter accept? Let's see that Paul stepped to Peter. And we understand Peter had more rank than Paul. Let's see.
Yeah, that's going to be Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. All right, Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. But before that, certain came from James. He did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Verse 14, But when I saw that they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the gospel, I said,
hold on,
Peter.
Hold on. Read what Paul just said. When what?
Galatians chapter 2, verse 14. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?
So, right here, we understand it not to just go up against the elders. No, we're supposed to be humble, meek, and gain as much understanding as we can and thank the Most High that these elders were sons. He gave it, put the Spirit on them to wake us up. We learn in humbleness. But if an elder, deacon, and some whoever else is out of order, not out of order because we feel they're out of order, according to the scriptures, we're supposed to be able to go to them and let them know, according to the scriptures, you're not operating in righteousness. And that brother or sister should be able to accept that. We're supposed to help each other. We're supposed to be able to go to each other when we're wrong, and we're supposed to be able to accept when we're wrong. It's vice versa. We got to all examine ourselves, and we all got to protect each other when it comes to these scriptures. Because if we're not protecting each other, we're leaving each other open for these spirits to come against us. Once we come in this, those spirits is going to do everything to bring us against each other. Division. We got to do everything possible to keep fighting to try to get the Zion together. Saying some of us going to die before our time, Abraham's bosom, some of us going to get to the wilderness. But while we walking here in the flesh, we got to try to help each other. Because that's how we better each other. That's how the nation will come together and be strong. So we have to help each other. Read to me again what Paul said to Peter.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 14. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?
Only reason he stepped to him because he seen he was not dealing according to the gospel, according to the scriptures. So we're not coming against each other because we feel like it. We're not telling nobody to come, just come against another brother or sister. Only thing we're saying is we got to operate according to the scriptures. And if another brother or sister operating outside of the scriptures, we have to speak to them. And we have to show them according to the scriptures how we're supposed to operate. And they should be able to accept that. And we move forward. Because respect to persons is a sin. And we're trying to avoid those things. We don't want to see nobody fall on the wayside dealing with respect to persons. Let's go to John 7, verse 24. Because while we're going to John 7, verse 24, we have to understand that we have people who are in position. Some of them are great at bestowing information on us, giving us the understanding, but yet and still you have a couple of scragglers who want to do things themselves. And at the same time, we're supposed to be able to go to these people. We're supposed to go to these people and let them know that, you know, respect the person is a sin. And they're supposed to accept that. Let's go.
John chapter 7, verse, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Okay. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17.
over time. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. And if ye call who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.
The Most High is going to judge us according to our works. So we have to humble ourselves, respect each other, and if we're supposed to also help each other. Romans 2, verse 8 through 13.
Romans chapter 2, verse 8, unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God.
There is no respect of persons with the Most High. You're operating according to His will. You're submitting to His righteousness. There is no difference with the Most High. Ephesians 6, verse 9.
Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 9, and ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him.
So that's showing us right there that we have people who are over us who have to respect us the same way we have to respect them. Respect us the same way we respect them. Because we are a people who just come to understanding who we is, we come together and we move forward. No more Babylonian thinking. No more Babylonian operating. Come together, execute righteousness towards each other. Show love towards one another. Deuteronomy 1, verse 17.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you. Bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Let me read that again.
Read it again.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it.
We're going to stay in Deuteronomy 16, verse 19. We're coming down to the last two scriptures. Sorry for the long pause. I messed us up, throwed us off a little bit. Y'all, please forgive me. Deuteronomy 16, verse 19.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 19. Thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doeth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous.
Read that again for me, because a lot of brothers follow behind what their friends do, might be locked into the truth and follow behind what their friends do, and these gifts and these certain things that their friends pertain, they cling to and end up swaying. Read that again.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 19.
Yes, 16, 19.
Thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doeth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous.
Okay. Proverbs 24, verse 23.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. these things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment.
Okay. Let's go to Proverbs 28, verse 20.
I think the brother Dwayne got cut off, but he was going on to say Proverbs 28, verse 21. Praise the Most High. I got these scriptures wrote down before the brother started. Verse 28, verse 21, I'm sure.
Read it again for me.
Proverbs 28, verse 21. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress.
Okay, that was our show tonight. Respect of persons is a sin. We deal strictly with the scriptures to show the brothers and sisters that respect of persons can be detrimental to your health according to the heavens. You know, is the Most High do not like respect of persons. You know, we read different scenarios. Children of Israel dealt with respect of persons, and we read the outcome of those situations. So with that said, the brother you want to talk, take us on or not?
All right. Well, we actually got a brother in the queue.
Okay.
We got a brother Randy. Since he's been there for a little ride, I'm gonna pull the brother in. He might have a comment or question or something.
That's not Randy.
Oh, okay. Who that?
That's AJ.
Okay. The brother, you think the brother might have a question or something or what?
Bring the brother in.
Yeah, brother, AJ, we bring you in, brother. You're on the air. Hold on 1 second. You're tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. What's going on, brother?
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Okay.
Yeah, you loud and clear, brother. You crystal.
All right, I wanted to, I heard
turn
you guys
your,
going
turn something
about,
down over there. You got an echo. Cut down your computer or whatever.
Hello?
Just speak through the phone. Yeah, you good.
All right,
now.
Can you guys hear me? All right.
Clear.
I wanted to continue where you guys left off with 2 Chronicles chapter 19 with Jehoshaphat. Is verse 7. And it says, wherefore, now let the fear of the Most High be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Most High our power, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts.
Okay. That's what's up. Appreciate that, brother. Furthermore, adding to today's show, letting people know that respect the person is a sin. Most definitely appreciate you for dropping that bit of truth on the world listening right now. So, anything else you'd like to add, brother?
I don't know if you got the Second Samuel already. It says, so let me go to 2 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 14. And it almost say like the same thing. I'm going to get it right now. 2 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 14. Okay. And that one says, it says, for we must needs die. And as the end, or as if the water spill on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again, neither doeth God respect any person, yet doeth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. They're going again with the respect the person with the most high.
Definitely. Greatly appreciate that,
Op. Yeah, we appreciate that, brother. Can you let the people know how long you've been dealing with the truth or whatever? What about you? Talk to us a little bit. How long you been dealing with the truth for? You know, when did you come to the understanding you an Israelite or whatever?
Well, I came to the understanding that I'm an Israelite. Had to be in the middle of January 2012, and it was just making sense because I had a friend who was already telling me years prior about the Europeans coming to America and how they was slaving down the Native Americans and that they weren't the real Americans, and that everything they got, they pretty much killed people and stole it. So when I was showed in the scriptures how Esau, and not to offend Esau at all, but the dominant attribute of him would be to just take over lands with the sword. And when it was shown how we were took down and put into ships, like it made sense to our slavery to what we see in the past, what happened to us. So when I saw that, it just made sense that, you know, I was kind of skeptical at first at just saying I was an Israelite. I was kind of saying it couldn't be. But when I looked at the hair that we have, when I looked at the skin color, when I looked at how we got into the other lands and all the people that came up against us, even to the to our attributes as far as the 12 tribes, our process of elimination, you know, from there I just realized right there, it took to the time of April, so me to really accept the fact that I was an Israelite and say, you know what, that's me. And I accepted the responsibility of why we fell instead of looking at another nation, because right now there's a lot of us, we look at other people and say, well, they enslaved us and we were just cool people. When you look at the scriptures, all through the scriptures, it's showing what the brother said earlier, Daniel chapter 9, that we sinned. And that we were the cause of this. And most of that, even down on Christ, when it came down to Christ, we were still causing sin because we were holding up Caesar more than holding up the Most High. Going to another thing of respect the person. It's a scripture I wanna go to about that. It's in St. John chapter 19, if it's okay with you guys.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it with one more scripture, man.
All right, St. John, chapter 19, verse 12. And it says, and from thenceforth Pilate should to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. You can hear this right here that they actually have a respect to persons because they're actually putting Caesar above everything. And a little down on it, on verse 15, it says, but they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar.
Okay, brother, that was pretty direct. That's a respectable person. That's true. So, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming to the show, and thank you for your support. And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, thank you, guys. Thank you, brothers. And keep doing what y'all are doing, man. Y'all doing a great thing on here, man. Keep it up.
Praise the Holy, brother.
What?
So, yeah, man, that was... I was just going
to
say, man, it's a blessing, man, being back online, being back on this show, per se, just getting back into this good book, man, understanding that we got to endure to the end and we're already to the end. So it feels great, you know what I'm saying, being amongst, you know what I'm saying, the family, and just doing what the Most High set us out to do. So definitely a blessing, man, to be a part. That's
yes,
about it,
most
brother.
Definitely a blessing being part of the truth. And it's a blessing to be riding with you as long as we've been riding. It's like, it's especially where we at today, from what we done been doing this, we can clearly see that this is the path the Most High put us on. And to bless us with all the brothers and sisters who like-minded and who link in with us, and word for word, everything these brothers say in the lyrics, it's just like, remember when we first came in, it was nobody line for line. Like the priests, they just coming out the Bible when they rap, man. I'm talking about this. You could tell they be right in front of the same people we be in front of, you know, shots out the GOC.
Right. Well, definitely. Shots out the GOC.
So with that being said, let Shawab take us out of here. Well, give us a line, Roy, and let Shawab take us out of here. Brother Dwayne, warriors in Christ.
Hold on. You said Shawab, man. I was going to get it to that John boy, man.
Prayer,
yeah,
okay.
Put
that prayer. Shots out to John boy. Shots out to Kaya Shawab. Shots out to Yakal. Brother Maverick Bronze.
Polo Coach.
Call it out, lawyer. Shots out the Banner Watch. Shots out the Polo Co. Shots out the Chalk. So, you know, whoever we miss, man, we'll get back with you. Hit us up. You're welcome to the Lions Den. Anybody dealing with a higher by Hashem, you shot you, wah, wah, wah. You're welcome to the Lions Den.
Oh, yeah, that's Warriors in Christ, 144@gmail.com. Just send us an email, and we'll be glad to, you know what I'm saying, you know, put together a little show for you to let the world know that you're going there for the Most High, Hashem Yishai. So we're going to go ahead and wrap the show on up. Before I do, I'm going to get into a little bit of Deuteronomy. Chapter 6, verse 4. I'm going to read that in the Hebrew. One moment. Make sure I got the right scripture. One second. Oh, yeah, I'm right. I'm on point. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That's Shemaya, Sha'ala, Ahaya, Alahaya, Nawa, Achat. Shemaya, Sha'ala, Ahaya, Alahaya, Nawa, Achat. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord is one Lord. Lord our God is one Lord. Sorry. So, anything else you got to add, brother, before we get up out of here?
Shalom, Israel. Yasha Allah. Kwam, Yasha Allah. Yasha Allah, Kwam.
Okay. So, John Boy going to take us out, man, to the next episode, man. Shabbat Shalom. Peace be unto you.
forgiveness. I pray for my children. I pray for the same things, but I pray it make a difference. Praying that you slow up, praying that you hear this, praying that you grow up, praying that you fear this. Cause fear of the most bring wisdom in the beginning. If you live right in the middle, eternal life is your ending. They snapping at my heels, so I head for the meals. And no, I ain't no fisherman, but I pray for the real.
I'm praying all night and all day, right before I sleep and right after I wake. I'm praying all night and all day, I pray before I sleep, I pray after I wake. Cause all I do is pray, 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 pray. Cause all I do is pray, 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 pray. Cause all I do is pray.
Life, and it's safe to say that you losing health, and you can get the business, but if not, then suit yourself. Yeah, we in poverty, but we rich, and y'all losing wealth. And if you heard that I pulled up, it wasn't cause of no loose belt. And I bring truth, is with me, wisdom too, cause she with me. Always felt out of place, cause that sin life didn't fit me. The book say we gon' win, but evil try to trick me. And we can flip a coin, but my chance is greater than 50.
I'm praying all night and all day, right before I sleep and right after I wake. I'm praying all night and all day, I pray before I sleep, I pray after I wake. Cause all I do is pray, 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 pray. Cause all I do is pray, 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 pray. Cause all I do is pray,
pray, pray, pray.
Thank you.